各位你好吗
？How are you?
Hello, everyone. It's great to be here. Thank you for the invitation, Clarence. I'm really looking forward to sharing with you from Revelation.
我今日好高兴系同大家嚟到分享启示录嘅信息。
Let me pray.
祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word and thank you that you speak to us.
多谢你嘅说话，多谢你向我哋讲说话。
Please give us wisdom as we seek to know you more deeply.
让我们得着智慧，可以更深的认识你。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, on the way in today, you would have received a piece of a puzzle.
当你进来的时候，你应该拿到一个砌图的一块。
Now, can you tell from your small piece what the big picture is?
你可不可以从一小块可以告诉我们这个小块所拼成的大图画呢？
Raise your hand if you know what the puzzle is.
知道的请举手。
Raise your hand if you have a little idea.
如果想到少少的都举手。
Anyone? Look at your neighbor's piece. Can you tell
together? 看看你隔壁那一份。
I'll give you a hint. It's a map.
给个提示，是一个地图来的。
With lots of ocean.
有很多的。
Japan? No, but good guess.It's a map of New Zealand.
是纽西兰的地图。
There you go. You have a little piece of it.
你有一小块了。
See, when you see the box, you have the whole picture, and it's easy to know what it is.
当你看到个盒的时候，你就看到整个图画，相当容易。
Now, many people read Revelation a bit like a puzzle.
很多人来到阅读去理解启示录的时候，就好像砌图的一小块。
People take the pieces of Revelation and they put it together and they try to make sense of it and guess and translate and make theories and speculations and those sorts of guesses.
很多人就拿着一些碎片一些符号他们就尝试就拼砌成他们能够想象他们能够设立理论假设推测来到 去理解这个书卷。
But the book of Revelation is actually the whole pictureOf the Bible, not a piece of the puzzle.
但是启示录其实是整本圣经一个的图画，而不是一小部分。
Revelation gives us a picture of the whole Bible, past, present, and future.
俾我哋启示录俾我哋所睇到嘅系整个嘅圣经，包括过去、现在与将来。
And it gives us a picture of the spiritual and the physical world together.
而俾我哋睇到嘅系同一个时候睇到属灵与属世嘅世界。
And so it's difficult for our eyes to take it all in at once. So it's a book we need to read in the context of the whole Bible and the context of the past, present, and future.
对我哋嚟讲，将所有嘅一次过嚟到理解系相当嘅困难嘅。所以当我哋去理解、阅读呢一本嘅书卷嘅时候，我哋需要按住整本圣经嘅教导，同埋喺一个过去、现在与将来的整个时间长廊里面来到理解。
And the word revelation comes from the Greek word apocalypse, which simply means unveiling or revealing.
启示录这个字呢来自希腊文一个的 apocalypse, 一个字的解释简单来讲就是揭开面纱的意思。
And revelation is the unveiling of the whole picture, the picture on the box. And it's not meant to beconfusing or elusive. It's a revealing, a clear revelation of God's plan for his whole world, past, present, future, physical, spiritual.
这个启示录就是意思就是说将一个的好像一个盒里面的表面有一个面纱当我们揭起的时候我们就能够看到整个的图画其实的意思并不困惑也都并不难以捉摸的而是神愿意通过启示录来到让我们知道他的计划包括属世与属灵过去现在与将来。
So verse 1 says, thanks Clarence.
在第一节那里讲耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人。
So God wants us to see what will happen in the context of what has happened and what is happening now.
在过去曾经发生的事或者现在发生的事情，这个的背景底下，神是愿意我们知道将会发生什么事情。
And so we're encouraged in verse 3 with these words.
所以在第三节我们是受到这样的鼓励的，那里这样说，他说念者书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
Now I love pizza.
我相当喜爱 pizza.
Does anyone here like pizza?
有冇人都系中意 pizza 噶？
A few people. It's a very Italian thing.
相当嘅意大利式嘅。
My waist does not like pizza.
我嘅腰就唔系太过喜爱。
I won't get you to translate that your senior pastor is very fat because of pizza. But I like, my favorite is not supreme. Supreme pizza is called supreme because it has everything on it.
但是呢，我最喜欢的 pizza 就不是我们可以在铺头买到的一只叫做 supreme pizza， 因为呢这个 supreme pizza 呢是有晒所有的东西。我们暂时在这里翻译为它是至高无上的 pizza。
But it's not supreme.
但是这个叫做 supreme pizza， 但是一点都不至高无上。
When I was at college, my wife and I lived in Marrickville, and there was an Italian pizza shop there that was fantastic.
当他同太太在读书的年代住在 Marrickville， 那里有一间很正的这个意大利的 pizza 店。
And they made not just pizza, they made this thing called calzone.
咁佢哋唔单止做普通嘅 pizza， 佢哋有一只叫做 calzone。
I'm just introducing a third language here.
这个第三种语言。
Maybe you can say it with calzone.
或者 calzone.
Can you say it? Calzone.
试一下。
Yeah. It's better than pizza.
这个比 pizza 更好的。
It is supreme.
这个才是至高无上。
It's like a pizza folded in half, filled with cheese and lots of flavors.
就好像两层的 pizza, 里面有很多的芝士，很多的味道。
If you don't like pizza, you must try calzone.
如果你唔係太過喜愛 pizza 咧，就一定要試下呢個 calzone。
In my opinion, it is supreme. It is the best.
對我嚟講，呢一個先係至高無上、最正嘅 pizza。
And what I want us to think about today is what is supreme in your life.
我想大家喺呢度嚟諗一諗，究竟喺我哋嘅生命裏邊，乜嘢係至高無上？
What is over everything? What is the best? What is supreme? Because it's easy to read Revelation thinking what's going to happen next, the world is ending, fire and brimstone, but it's actually much more than that.
我想大家想一想，究竟在我们的生命里面，什么才是至高无上，什么才是超越了其他所有的事情。当我们来到看这个启示录的时候，我们看到，哦，世界末日了，有火，有硫磺，世界将要完结。
Revelation is a matter for our hearts.
但实际上，启示录其实是关乎我们的心。
We are told to take to heart what we hear.
圣经教导我们需要将我们所听见的存在心里。
And this is the thing I'd really like us to take to heart. Who is supreme over your life?
我有一件的事情想大家去认真的思考，就是究竟在我们生命里面，什么才是至高无上？
Last term we finished reading Daniel, which the second half is an apocalyptic book, like Revelation, about the end times.
我们之前看过这个但以理书，也是一个启示性的书卷，也是讲到这个末世时候的事情。
And we read in Daniel about kingdom after kingdom rising and falling, and rising and falling. Israel, Babylon, Media, Persia, Greece, Rome. Every supreme kingdom is not supreme.
在这个但以理书卷里面，我们看到国家的兴衰，有很多国家，以色列、巴比伦、马代、波斯、希腊、罗马，这些国家看来好像是至高无上，但他们并不是至高无上。
And now as we read Revelation, the people of God are facing a very similar situation to Daniel, and this is the time of Roman emperors like Domitian.
当我们阅读这个的启示录的时候，神的子民当时是面对着好似但以理时代所面对的问题。当时他们的罗马皇帝好像多米提安这样。
The mission was awful. He crucified the bishop of Jerusalem and he boiled Christians in oil.
这个皇帝是一个相当得人惊的皇帝来的，他将耶路撒冷的主教来到钉在十字架上，将基督徒就摆在油锅里面。
Just like the time of Daniel, this was a terrible time for God's people. People were told, were made, ordered to worship the emperor.
正如但以理的年代，当时是对神的子民一个相当恐惧、恐怕的一个时代。当时的人甚至被强迫去敬拜当时的皇帝。
And you might remember Daniel 6, when everyone had to bow down to the statue made by Darius, and Daniel ended up in the lion's den.
如果大家还记得的话，在我们读到但以理第六章的时候，当时的人民是要被强迫跪拜大利乌王所制造的雕像，以致记得的话，但以理甚至被抛进狮子坑。
And so, like Daniel and like the first century Christians, we also need to think, who do I bow down to?
所以好像但以理，亦都好像第一代的基督徒咁样，我哋其实都需要认真嘅思考，究竟我哋今日向谁跪拜呢？
Who is supreme in my heart?
喺我哋嘅心里边，谁是至高无上？
Because what the rest of these opening verses of Revelation tell us is that there is only one who is supreme, and the whole book of Revelation keeps pointing us back to him.
因为在启示录的开端这几节的经文都告诉我们，其实只有一位是至高无上，而启示录的其余部分都不断重复指向这个耶稣基督。
Past, present and future, Jesus is the supreme king over all, as we see in verses 4 and 8.
如果我们看第四和第八节的时候，我们看到无论昔日、现在与将来，主耶稣都是那个至高无上、统管万有的君王。在这第四节那里讲到，但愿从那昔在、今在、以后永在的神有恩惠平安归于你们。而去到第八节那里，主耶稣主神说：我是阿法拉，我是俄梅加。 在昔日、今在、以后永在的全能者。The
Almighty, the Supreme One of the past, present and future is Jesus.
在过去、现在与将来，这个全能者就是耶稣基督。And
then we have what I like to call the firecracker verse.
来到第五节了，我跳这一节的经文是一个烧炮竹的经文。
Now, you may have seen the fireworks last night after Granny Smith, or are you familiar with fireworks? They're very exciting.
大家如果有留在这个Easter的节日，昨晚都看到这个放烟花了。Some
of us remember when you could let off fireworks in your backyard, and you put the firework in the ground and light the fuse, and it would go up and then explode.
如果大家都玩過的話，在後院我們將煙花插在地上點著它，然後噴高，然後爆炸。
There was always, in my neighbourhood, there was always someone who ended up at hospital losing a thumb or a finger.
在我的時候，很多時候這樣玩完之後，在急症室的人就會去到醫院燒爛了手指。
Let's just read the firecracker verse. Verse 5, thanks Clarence.
请我们一提第五节，我称之为这个烧烟花的经文。那里这样讲，并那诚实作见证的，从死里首先复活，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督。
So, Jesus was the faithful witness. He walked on earth, introducing the kingdom of God. It's like putting the firecracker in the ground and lighting the fuse, right? He's
a
faithful witness.
主耶稣就是那个信实的见证人，他走在地上，好贴地，将这个神的国度来传扬，就好像我们插那个烟花落地，然后点着它一样。Then
he's the firstborn from the dead. So you light the firecracker, that little light goes up into the sky. He's the firstborn from the dead. Up he goes, rose from the grave, resurrected, ascended into heaven.
耶稣基督就是从死里是第一个复活。 就上升，从死里，从这个坟墓里边起来， 復活升天，就好似我哋依個燒煙花咁啊，點著咗之後就向上飆升。
And then the explosion. Jesus is ruler over the kings of the earth.
啊，嗰、那個煙花上到上空嘅時候就爆開，就好似耶穌基督啊喺死後復活之後就成為世界君王嘅領袖統治者。
There's the firecracker. He walks the earth, rises from the dead, king over all.
就好似煙花一樣啊，插在地上，點著了，噴高，爆炸。耶穌基督就係咁樣嚟，都係去成為萬君萬王之王。
Supreme over all.
呢個係統管一切，至高無上。
This is what we hear again and again in the book of Revelation. Jesus is the supreme one. He is ruler over all, and no one compares to him.
呢一個就係啟示錄裏邊重複又重複嘅一個主題。主耶穌就係至高無上，佢統管萬有，沒有其他人可以與他相比。
We have to take this to heart.
我哋要將呢啲嘅事情記在心上。
If Jesus is Lord over all, is he Lord over me?
如果主耶稣是统管万有，在万有之上的时候，我们是不是在他的下面受他的掌管呢？
Is he supreme in my heart, or am I ignoring the one who reigns then, now, and forever?
主耶稣是不是在我心里，我们的心里面至高无上呢？我们有没有忽略过，忽视过这个是统管过去、现在与永远的耶稣基督呢？
Christians back in that first century were being made to worship the emperor under the threat of death and crucifixion and boiling in oil.
在过去很多的皇帝用这个死亡、钉十字架、落油锅的威胁来到强迫当时的信徒要跪拜他们国王。
Yet John is saying to them, even with that threat, only bow down to Jesus.
但使徒约翰就坚持，纵然有咁嘅威胁，但我哋仍然嘅跪拜嘅只系耶稣基督。
Jesus is the only supreme one.
主耶稣系唯一一个至高无上嘅。
Mind if I go off script a little bit, Clarence?
Just, 我哋再睇呢一个嘅第五节。
Yeah, you may have heard a few weeks ago. Andrew Thorburn is a Christian who was appointed the CEO of Essendon Football Club.
大家都知道係唔？有一個係喺一個足球會嗰度係被委任咗成為佢哋個CEO 個總裁啊。
He held very normal Christian beliefs on abortion and marriage.
佢喺佢係持有呢一個基督教嘅嗰個嘅教導啊，咁咧就喺呢個墮胎。同埋
abortion and
marriage，
同埋呢个婚姻上边系坚持呢一个基督教嘅原则。
He held to what we hold to traditional views of supporting life and supporting marriage between a man and a woman。
嗱，佢系支持呢一个嘅婚姻一夫一妻嘅基督教嘅教导。
The Premier of Victoria said that his views, our views。were absolutely appalling.
但是在維省那個的Premier 就說這個的看法是令人震驚的。
The Premier said that kind of intolerance and hatred is just wrong.
他說這種的看法是錯的。
He holds the views we hold.
啊，他是持有我們的立場。
And he was told by the Premier of the state that his views were wrong.
但是在这个省的领袖，他说他的看法是错的。
And he had to resign his position as CEO.
就因为这个缘故，他要辞职。
There is a growing intolerance of Christian beliefs.
越来越不能接受基督，社会越来越不接受基督教的信念。
There is a need more than ever for us to only bow down to Jesus.
所以我们更加需要越来越坚持，我们只是向耶稣基督来都是去信服。
You and your children and your grandchildren will face increasing threats from the world because of your Christian beliefs.
由于我们的基督教的信念，我们 我们的儿女，我们的孙的一代会越来越接受这些从世界而来的威逼。
But I'll return to the script. But here is the encouragement to do this, even when we face threats.
但是纵然面对这些世界的威胁，圣经给我们有很大的鼓励，就是记载在这个第五节，那里讲到他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
Verse 5. You see, no other king of the world does this except Jesus. No other king frees us like this.
这个世界上没有一个皇帝可以好像主耶稣这样做了他所做过的事情。这个世界没有一个皇帝能够从这些罪恶的里面释放我们。
Every other king, every other ruler on this earth commits us to their dominating rule. But Jesus, the supreme king, sets us free.
每一个皇帝其实都要求子民活在他们所制定的政策里面。但耶稣基督这个至高无上的君王却是让我们可以从这个罪债里面来到得着释放。
Just think of the debts that we live under every day.
只是想一想我们每一天所要面对所要承担的债项。
Many of us have a mortgage hanging around our neck. I don't, is that an idiom that you use in Cantonese? Hanging around our neck? Like a weight,
something like that.
A burden, something like that.
很多人都活在今天就活在一个就是要供楼的一个的压力底下。
Others live with a rent payment to be made every month.
有些就是辛苦每个月都要给租金。
There's the debt of work we need to finish.
有很多工作我们要是努力去完成。
It's the cost of repairs to your house or your car.
我们要维修屋企车的费用。
Your children, your grandchildren probably have university debts to pay back.
你的儿女孙可能就读完书借了钱要还。
We live in a world that hangs debt on us.
我们活在一个世界有很多的债项我们需要来去面对的。
There are rules to obey and taxes we have to pay.
有很多法例我们要遵守，我们要给税。
And there's the mounting debt of broken relationships in our lives.
在我们生命里面有很多破损的关系，也都要偿还很多的债项。
But the biggest debt we have is our debt to our Creator and Lord.
但人生最大的债项，其实就是我们亏欠了我们的君王，我们的创造者。
Because of our sin, we have gone against God's rule, and we owe Him.
由于我们的罪我们违背了祂的律例、祂的典章，以致我们对祂的亏欠是相当的巨大的。
The time is near, verse 3 says. He is coming, verse 7 says, and we owe Him, and the payment must be made for our debt.
第三节告诉我们，时间已经到了。第七节告诉我们，这个君王将会驾云降临。而我们是对他有很大的亏欠，而一个亏欠我们是需要偿还的。
Except he has set us free from our sins, from our debt by his blood.
除非神耶稣基督用他的宝血来到释放我们从罪、从债项里面来到释放我们。
Verse 6 continues.
在第六节这样讲，又使我们成为国民作他父神的祭司。
God has made us to be a community of his people, his priests. We are priests, all of us, bringing a sacrifice of praise and thanks and prayer and devotion.
他让他的子民成为一个属灵的群体，是他的祭司。这个祭司是我们是献上一个的祭，这个祭就是赞美、感恩、祈祷同埋委身。
We are free from debt.To serve the Almighty, the Supreme One, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
我们得着释放，我们得着不需要再偿还这些债项，以致我们可以侍奉这个的全能者阿法拉与俄米加，还有一个首先与末后的。
So Revelation begins for us with the big, big picture. We begin with the Supreme Jesus. We take to heart what that means and ask, Is he supreme in my life?
启示录开始的时候就让我们看到这个世界的大图画，让我们以这个至高无上的耶稣基督作为开始，让我们可以将这个的耶稣基督存在心里面，让我们认真的思考究竟我们生命里面，我们心里面的至高无上是什么呢？
Do I recognize Jesus as King over my life? The whole of Revelation circles around this point.
我们有没有将耶稣基督在我们生命里面成为我们的至高无上呢？而整个的启示录就是环绕着这个图画来到去让我们去明白。
And as we take just a glimpse of the rest of the book from our other readings from chapter 4 and chapter 13, we keep coming back to this idea.
如果我们稍微看一看这本书其他的部分我们刚才所读的第四章和第十三章其实都不断地来到回到这个主题。
So just very briefly, in chapter 4, we have the 24 thrones, which represent the 12 tribes of Israel from the Old Testament and the 12 apostles from the New Testament.
在第四节我们看到有24个座位是代表着旧约的以色列十二支派和新约的十二使徒。
So those 24 thrones represent all of God's people and they're dressed in white because they're redeemed and they're wearing crowns because they're victorious.
所以他们代表着整个所有的神的子民他们穿上白衣因为他们已经得赎而他们戴上这个冠冕是因为他们已经得胜。
So this is a complete picture of God's people, a picture of us, of past, present, and future being under Jesus, redeemed and victorious.
所以这个图画是整个所有属神的子民的一个图画包括我们过去、现在、将来。
And in chapter 13, we have the vision of a beast ruling over the earth, sort of like Daniel, but his number is 666, the number of a man.
而去到第十三章的时候那里提到一个的异象提到一个的兽在地上掌权而他的数目是666这个是人的数目。
So seven is God's perfect number, complete, like the days of creation and rest, the days of the week.
咁七是代表着神的完全的号码。
Seven is perfect, six is imperfect, one less.
咁如果七是代表着完全的数目的时候六就代表不完全。
So 666 is imperfect, imperfect, imperfect.
所以666就好简单啦不完全不完全同埋亦都系不完全。
And what that number of the beast means is that this beast, no matter how terrifying he is temporary.
所以这个数目所代表的就是说这个数目无论几咁的令人恐惧它都是暂时的。
Like every other human ruler, like every emperor, like every king on this earth, their rule is human and limited.
就好像其他地上的君王统治者他们的统治只不过是属世和有限。
But Jesus is the firecracker.
耶稣就好像刚才的例子是一个烟花。
Jesus is the Almighty.
耶稣是全能者。
Jesus is the Alpha and Omega, the one who was and is to come.
耶稣就是那个阿法拉和埋俄米加他是昔在今在与永在。
Is this Jesus supreme in your heart?
这个耶稣是不是在我们生命里面至高无上呢?
Take this to heart.
我们将它存记于心。
The rulers of this earth who crush you, the people who demand your obedience and the possessions you have that consume you, the debt that cripples you, the sickness that will tear you down, the job that breaks you, even the family that might hurt you, the sin that destroys you is going.
留心这个世界上面的君王他可以是压制我们这个世界不断的要我们来到去服从我们的财物可能其实是消耗着我们我们的债项我们的疾病我们的工作甚至可能会伤害我们的家庭这些统统一切都会消失。
Those things are leaving, but Jesus is supreme.
所有世上的事物都将会离去但是神耶稣却是永在。
Let's not live our lives looking at the little piece of a puzzle.
让我们不要按住一个砌图里面的一小块来去生活。
Look at the big picture.
我们需要去观望整个的大图画。
I wonder if you might hold on to your piece of puzzle, just to remember that sometimes, sorry, I'm off script again, sometimes we focus on the little things, forget the big picture. That's what Revelation gives us.
所以大家保留住呢一塊嘅小砌圖，讓呢一塊小砌圖提醒我哋啊，啟示錄其實就喺度不斷嘅提醒我哋啊，我哋需要睇呢一個嘅大圖畫，而唔係我哋眼前嘅一小塊。
Let me leave you with that question for the next 10 weeks. Who is supreme over your life?
讓我嚟到係發出呢個問題，讓大家去思考，究竟我哋嘅生命裏邊誰是至高無上呢
？Let me pray.
請我哋一同低頭祈禱。
Our Lord and Savior Jesus, you are supreme.
主耶稣基督，我哋天父嘅上帝啊，你系至高无上嘅。
But there are times that you are not supreme over our lives.
但有呢个时候喺我哋生命里边啊，你却系我哋嘅对你嘅对待并不至高无上。
We are weighed down by the burdens of the world, and we focus sometimes on very small things.
呢个世界让我哋好多时候，我哋只系关注世上一啲好小嘅事情。
May you open our eyes again and again to the big picture.
神啊，求你开启我哋嘅眼睛，让我哋经常睇到呢个大图画。
Remind us each day that Jesus is supreme.
每日要提醒我哋啊，主将会再翻嚟嘅。
Amen.
阿门。
Let me encourage you just one short word. If Jesus is not the Lord of your life,This is something I want to encourage you to speak with your pastor about today, speak with Clarence today, because if it's not right with God, as those verses tell us, the day is coming and Jesus is returning and he demands an answer from us. Please, I encourage you, get that part right.
如果大家今天、啊、你的答案神并不在你生命里面至高无上的时候、啊、请你来找、啊、牧师来都是去再去讨论这个问题，因为这个是一个很重要的问题，我们要经常的记得、啊、时间、啊、已经来到，主耶稣是会回来、啊、所以我们要好好处理我们和神耶稣基督的关系。
Thank you, and thank you, Pastor.